Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We're live, Nashville Super Speedway today, the Ally 400 race weekend, coming up June 28th through the 30th. Hard to believe it's 2 months away. I mean, it is, use the analogies and the puns, fast and furious, but Matt Grecci is with us, the general manager of this fine establishment at the Nashville Super Speedway. And Matt, we were just sitting here chatting before the break. 2 months away. It's almost here, and I know that a lot of folks interested in the Ally 400, but you got a full weekend of Craftsman Truck Series racing and Xfinity Series racing on Friday and Saturday. That's going to be fun as well.
We're fast approaching just over 2 months out from our fourth annual Ally 400 NASCAR Cup Series weekend, and it's great to welcome the Cup Series back into Middle Tennessee in this great community. And you know, ticket sales are going well, and we're action packed. So thank you guys for coming out to Nashville Super Speedway today.
So today is kind of a media day, but you got the NASCAR racing experience out here. So if you've never been in a race car,
should do it.
Yeah. Oh, you got to do it at least once. Like I tell everybody, you have to figure out, go to their Nashville Super Speedway or whatever, and do a NASCAR racing experience, because then it changes your whole perspective.
It's a new appreciation for it if you get out in a race car. And NASCAR Racing Experiences is a great product. They come out here to Nashville Super Speedway. You can ride shotgun in a NASCAR, but you can also get in and drive it. They'll teach you how to drive it and get out on the racetrack and do 165, 170 miles an hour around our mile and a third concrete facility. So it's a great experience. So check out NashvilleSuperSpeedway.com and see what other experiences we got here.
We did it a few years ago. It took me an hour to get in the car.
And an hour and a half to get out.
An hour to get out. But you're right. I mean, I did three times, 160, and I'm thinking, there's no way I could do this for 200 laps. There's no way. You have a whole new perspective and love for what these guys do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when they get through a race and running 400 miles here at Nashville Super Speedway, they all have these heart monitors and trackers now, and really everything that they're burning calories is almost like running a marathon. So it's hard. I know Ty Dillon's going to come up here in a little while and talk to you guys, and he'll go deeper into that, what it takes, the recovery from a NASCAR race and what it takes, and, you know, he's got some great experience and he's run well here as well.
And last, you know, 21, the race came back. It's been sold out. Great. You know, I did a story a couple years ago out in the campground. Just people from around the country who've come to this place to take in the race. I mean, Matt, it is, I don't think people realize how much fun, how special that whole week is.
Joe, you know, leaning into Middle Tennessee and what the experience is, and this demographic and this area is such a hotbed for NASCAR enthusiasts. But for folks to come in across the country and across the world to come into our NASCAR weekend and showcase Nashville and Middle Tennessee, it's a week-long event and extravaganza where we've got racing on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here at Nashville Super Speedway. But people get to experience what Middle Tennessee and Nashville is and get them here and exposed to this great community.
How special is it for you and your team to look at, this has been 4 years, and I know Speedway Motorsports has been involved for three, but this is one of the hottest tickets in NASCAR now, that, you know, you put it up there with your Bristols and your Daytonas and Talladegas and things like that in Charlotte, but people want to not only come to Nashville, but they want to see the racing here because it's such a good show to watch.
It is. You know, we've sold out 2 out of 3 years that we posted. We sold out the Ally 400 last year, and tickets are trending well ahead of where we were last year. So it's a hot ticket. You know, the NASCAR industry right now is definitely on the rise. We've seen some great racing with this race car, and especially here at Nashville Super Speedway, three wide racing for multiple laps at a time. And we've had some great race winners with Ross Chastain from hometown Trackhouse Racing, took home the checkered flag for the Ally 400 last year. So looking to capitalize on that.
So everything you just said, 100%, the Cup racing, I absolutely love it, and I know people are going to want to check that out. Friday night and Saturday afternoon with the trucks and the Xfinity Series is a lot of fun. Sitting up there in that booth with Joe Williams, we have a blast every year because, you know, Ty Dillon's going to be up here. He's running for Rackley Roofing now, and the Rackley Roofing 200 will be Friday night. But the trucks, like, I mean, they beat and bang, and they all want that guitar. But same thing goes on Saturday. So if you have Sunday tickets,
You should definitely look into Friday and Saturday.
Absolutely. You know, the Rackley Roofing 200 Craftsman Truck Series on Friday evening is some of the best racing you can see. Under the lights, a lot of young drivers looking for that checkered flag for that race. And then the Tennessee Lottery 250 last year was action-packed with a lot of passing, a lot of cautions, a lot of ups and downs for a lot of drivers. So if you're here for Sunday, you should be here Friday and Saturday as well.
No doubt.
One quick question before we let you go. What was your first experience like riding in a NASCAR?
It was white-knuckled, to say the least. But once you get it, you get a different appreciation for it, like you said. And then being able to come back out, you want to do it again because it goes by so quickly. And then you take in a different experience. And so, yeah, come on out. We have a lot of great experiences here at Nashville Super Speedway.
The craziest thing is you get a new perspective for this racetrack because you don't really realize looking at it from the stands that turns one and two and turns three and four are very different in how you approach it. And, you know, Josh Williams was explaining that last year. But the first time you feel those back tires try and slide on you and you're like, whoa, we're going to hit the wall, and then, you know, just cruise on through, it's such a cool experience. So you get a new appreciation for these drivers and their skill.
You certainly do. You know, the mile and third concrete surface that we have here is different than a lot of other tracks. You know, it gets tight off of turn two and you get a little bit more of a sweeping corner outside of turn four. But the surface changed throughout the race, and you know, a lot of the strategy goes into that.
NashvilleSuperspeedway.com, 1-866-RACE-TICKS. That's how you can get tickets to the whole weekend, not just Sunday, Friday and Saturday. Matt,
marketing plug machine.
Hey, Chase plug McKay. It for us.
Hey, I know what I'm. Katie gave me my script, but I didn't need it. I knew what I was doing.
Fantastic.
You know, I've enjoyed working with these guys for the last 4 years, so looking forward to another race weekend.
Yeah, and you can come out and hear Chase on the PA throughout the entire weekend for us as well.
So. That means I still have a job. That's good.
Oh, you're hired.
He tells us all the time he's the PA for the Speedway. Trust me.
Exactly.
On that.
Well, we appreciate the plugs, and get your tickets, your experiences, camping. There's a lot of options. Come see us at NashvilleSuperspeedway.com.
Absolutely. Matt Grecci, the GM of the Nashville Super Speedway, June 28th through the 30th. You're going to want to come out here and check it out. We'll have more coming here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.